Anyway, so we're on the Gemara here on the Gimel Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph, just to catch us up again. So the Mishnah says we need B'fanei Nachta, B'fanei Nachtam. The Gemara had asked what is the purpose of that, and at least the first day, a rabbi said that it was in order to establish the requirement, or that we're careful about the requirement of Lishma. And then the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom says, okay, that's all very well and good. But the Rabba the Amar would be shame the Lishma, man haitana, the boy, Sima Lishma, boy, Chasima Lishma. Then you need, according to the consideration of Lishma, it should either require Ksiva Lishma or Chasima Lishma, but it really shouldn't require both Ksiva and Chasima. Who thinks you need Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? Then the Gemara goes on, again, I'm going to just tell you what it says mostly. And then the Gemara goes on to analyze this back and forth. But basically, the premise is based on there's an argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, which is all over Shas and has its roots in the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, and it's also quoted here on the Gimel on the Beis. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Edim Mesira Karsi, that the presence of Edim at the time when the get or the shtar is handed over, even if they're not signed on the document, no one is signed on the document. The document is only a text. It's only a statement of, either the agreement or the transaction or the get, as the case may be. If that is handed over in the presence of Edim, who are present, that's called Edim Mesira, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, that is what makes a contract a contract. That's what makes a get a get. But then says the Gemara, if that's the case, then when it comes to a gittin, since the Torah says v'kasav la sefer krisus, so the word v'kasav obviously means, not the signatures of the edim, since they don't need to be signed. It refers to the text itself, meaning hareat muteres l'chol adam, dein de havalechim, the whole whatever the text of the get is, that needs to be written l'shem this husband and l'shem this wife, etc. So, but if that's the case, then one would think you don't need chasima lishma. And on the other hand, Rabbi Meir, who's of the opinion that eidah chasima karsi, which means the opposite, namely, what determines a shtar is the signature of two witnesses who are actually present and asked by the mischayev, which means the loda in a Malva Velova case. It means the mocher in a mocher lokeach case. It means the baal in a gerushin case. So let's say the baal says to two edim, prepare this get for me, and sign, as the witnesses for it. That they're called the edi chasima. And as the Gemara explains, the words v'kasav, according to Rabbi Meir, refer to the chasima. It could have said v'chasam, but it means the written part of the get that is significant, meaning the part that makes the get a get, i.e. the chasima sa'edim, and therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, you need chasima lishma. But says the Gemara, if you need chasima lishma, you don't need chasima lishma, so who is the man damar b'fanei nachtav, b'fanei nachtav? So that's how the Gemara introduces this very broad, fundamental argument. Then finally, the Gemara concludes, and this is what we were talking about, on the beginning of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, yeah, Elo Liolam Rabbi Elazar, he, V'chilo boy Rabbi Elazar chasima heched ileike edim klal, but heched ike edim by the Amar Ababa, modu Rabbi Elazar, bin mezuyaf, mitocho, shehu pasol. Right, this is ends on six lines or so down, on Dalet Amud Aleph. So what the Gemara is saying is that even though Rabbi Elazar doesn't require Eide Chasima, when Eide Chasima sign, they have to be, how are you? They have to be signing Lishma. Okay? That is the Gemara. So the question is why? I mean, what do we mean by that? So what we explored last time was different shitas. So Rashi and Balei Tosfos think the whole thing is a din Rabbanan, meaning they think that Minat Torah, of course, if you don't need chasimos, then you don't need chasimos lishma, even if they happen to sign. However, since it's constructive to sign, The Mishnah says on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis and on Pei Vav Amud Aleph that, you know, Mishum Tikkun Olam, they asked the Enim to sign. So they should sign. It's a good thing. It serves as a raya, you know, that there everything was, you know, done and there was a transaction, etc. The woman could take the get to a Beis Din with the Eidei Chasima, and she could, you know, be allowed to marry someone else because it's a good raya. But at the end of the day, what we're concerned about is if our Eidim Psulim, right, Naksherim, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, or the Gemara later on about non-Jewish Eidim, that, you know, people will think that those are proper Eidim and that they will enforce, you know, their Eidus in other cases as well. And as for Lishma, it also says here on Dalad Amun Aleph, we read it last time, that, right, the last line, Yeshua to the Kamoko, Mikalamitza, Chasima Atuksiva. Right, the im ein osim chasiva lishma gazrinan pen lo yichdivu gamaksiva lishma. If you see that, oh, there's, you know, parts of the get that are written that are not lishma, namely the chasima. So instead of being enough of a talmud chacham, you know, to know the difference, you might think, oh, there is no requirement of so as a gzeira, it's a different kind of gzeira. The gzeira in Eidim Psulim is that shema yismachu aleihem. The gzeira in chasima lishma is shema lo yichtov lishma. Okay, it's a bit of a stretch, and some of the Rishonim were troubled by it, but that's how that's how Tosis interprets this. We don't exactly know how Rashi interpreted Dalet Amud Aleph, but we do know that Rashi, when it comes to Eidim Psulim, where the Gemara also says Modra Blazer B'mzir Mitocho, Rashi and Daf Yud Amud Beis and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph does interpret, and that's where Tosis got their main idea, that it's this idea of a gzeira shema yismichu aleihem, etc. However, what we were zeroing in on was other perspectives, which see Modra Blazer B'mzir Mitocho as something that is more fundamental, something that is dindoraisa. And then the question is, how do you get a dindoraisa from this? So the Rashba had a very fascinating idea, even within the worldview of the Bali Tosis, and that is that even though the chasimos can't serve the kinyan function of a get or of a shtar, since they do serve the raya function of a get or a shtar, meaning you can't be megarish with Eidei Chasima alone. But if you do have Eidei Chasima, you know, and there was, or the presumption was that there was Eidei Nesira at the time of the real Gerushin, right, then we can rely, because of the Eidei Chasima, on this document as a raya. I mean, you can go to court and say, I had a proper divorce. And when I say prove it, you can pull out the Ishtar and has Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima proved that everything was Kedasu Kedin. So the Rashba says, since the function of raya is served by the chasima sa'edim, so broadly speaking, that expands the definition of the kasav. That's a big chiddush. It's a very creative solution that the Rashba, you know, proposes. So that would be a way to explain, even according to Bali Tosis, this idea. However, the interesting, obviously, that is not a position that, you know, appealed, you know, to some of the other Chachmei Sfarad, including the Ramban and the Ravid earlier in one of the Chachmei Provence. So this comes against the background of this massive argument that we've been discussing of the Rif and the Ramban and Chachmei Sfarad against Rashi and Tosis and the Balamor and so on. And that is Rashi, Tosis, Balamor, etc., of the opinion that when we paskin Eidei Mesira Karsi, it means only Eidei Mesira can accomplish the Kenyan. And Eidei Chasima are only good for a Raya, if you assume, based on the Eidei Chasima, or whatever, that there were Eidei Mesira for the Kenyan. And the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Ramban, and the Ravid, and so on, they all disagree, and they say that when Rabbi Eliezer says Eidei Mesira Karsi, he doesn't mean to exclude Eidei Chasima alone. He means that if you don't have Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira alone will be kores. If you have Eidei Chasima, they alone will be kores. And we read the Rif inside previously as well. So the Ravid, not the Rif, mind you, but the Ravid on the Rif says, you know what, I think that there's a great proof for the Rif in this line of the Gemara. Modra Ablazer b'mziyot mitocham. And the proof is, and this is the Ramban says the same thing, much later, but he says it. The proof is that, like, you know, why, again, this is a strange halacha, right? If you don't need Eidei Chasima, then, you know, why would you need Eidei Chasima Lishma? Just because you have them. But maybe the answer is, according to the Rif, because you don't need Eidei Chasima, but if you have Eidei Chasima, they work Doraisa, so there's a chalos Doraisa of Eidei Chasima opinion, and since that's the case, maybe that's the pshat, Modu Rabbi Lazar b'mizuyat mitoch, which is fascinating, because basically what that would mean is that Rabbi Lazar basically upfront, you know, articulating the view that the Rif claims is his view, you know. Modu Rabbi Lazar b'mizuyat mitoch, meaning you don't need Eidei Chasima l'shma if you don't have them, but if you have them, then, and you use them, I should add, so then that works independently, even if there are no Eidei Mesira, or if the Eidei Mesira turn out to be psulim. As such, who are the korsim, if we might say it that way? Meaning, who is responsible for the kinyan in that particular case? The answer is, it's the Eidei Chasima, not the Eidei Mesira. So whoever the korsim are, they should need lishma. That seems to be the idea. Or, not so clear, another way to say it, a little bit differently, is to say, you know, going a little anachronistically, going back to the Rajba, or going forward to the Rajba, that, you know, when the Rajba says that the Kasab, you know, is expanded to include also Chasima when you have it, he says that for the Balitosis. It's even a bigger Kiddush to say it for the Balitosis. But at least you could say it for the Rif, especially in a case where you're actually utilizing the Eidei Chasima as korsim. So when they are the ones who are making the shtar or the get a get, the shtar, then in that case, you know, maybe it's not that Misha Kadam, you know, Misha him korsim, you know, we require Lishma. Maybe it's Kai Gavna when they're kores, then their signature is part of the Ksiva. Because it's something which is, you know, engendering, you know, a totally different reality, you know, from a Kinyan point of view. Either way, the Ravid and the Ramban basically argue that the din of Modu Rabbi Lazar b'mizuyat mitocho, where the Ramban puts it, has two elements. There's a Doraisa element and a Drabanan element. The Doraisa element is that if you use the Eidei Chasima, then they need to be lishma min haTorah. And since that's the case, since you might use them, then even if you're not using them, at least midrabanan, there should be a requirement of lishma, just in case you end up using them. Like, let's say the Eidei Mesira, you know, turn out to be, you know, psulim, or something of that sort. Now the Rajba himself, you know, went first further than that, and then he pulled back, you know, and ended up abandoning, you know, even that. So the Rajba, you know, first basically wanted to suggest that maybe midoraisa, there's a din of, you know, the kasavla lishma with regard to chasimos according to the Rif, because of the potential to use it, that's a din doraisa. In other words, even when there are Eidei Mesira and you have them, therefore you don't need the Eidei Chasima, the fact that in theory Eidei Chasima alone could be kores makes it the kasav. And therefore, midoraisa, Modu Rabbi Lazar b'mizuyat mitocho, even when you don't use the Eidei Chasima, even when you have, in other words, both Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. That's a chiddush of the Raj, but I don't think it's as mechudash in a way as what he says for the Balei Tosis, because there he's saying even the Raya function, without any potential Kinyan function, would require or would expand the category of the Kasav to include Chasima Lishma. But now he's saying, at least because there is a potential, you could use the Eidei Chasima, therefore their Ksiva is consequential. If their Ksiva is consequential, then it needs to be, you know, it's part of the Kasav, and therefore it needs to be Lishma. So originally the Rajba went further than the Ravid and the Ramban do for the Rif. And the Ramban kind of makes this suggestion a little bit in his Chidushim on Dav Daled as well.
and pulls back on it. What's interesting is that the Rajba, you know, then goes on seemingly to pull back and even to reject what the Raivid and the Ramban say. And he does this in an interesting way. He says, upon second thought, upon reflection, he says, I don't think it's really true what I'm saying. You know, which I think is very intellectually honest, because he says, I think in the end of the day, there's still a question of interpreting the pasuk. Like the pasuk says, v'kasa, that should have a more, you know, specific, you know, a more rigorous meaning. Does v'kasa mean v'kasa, or does v'kasa mean v'kasa? And if it means, you know, v'kasa, but not v'kasa, namely, you don't have to have chasima lishma, then even, this is the where he pulls back to the other direction, even if you're actually using the Eidei Chasima as the Karsim, even then, that's not the meaning of the word Vakasav. And since it's not the meaning of the word Vakasav, therefore, even though it is Kores, the Torah's Davara Kores, you don't need it Lishma, and that also doesn't expand the Hagdara, the definition of Vakasav itself. So there's a very subtle, you know, major argument, you know, going on in the Rishonim here, on a Doraisa level, about, you know, whether you need Chasima Lishma if you use it, even if you don't use it, or, you know, or simply because, you know, you have the potential to use it. There are actually three different shitos in that respect. And that is a very fascinating argument. So I just wanted to bring to your attention that it's a very interesting parallel to this very issue, two parallels actually, in the following way. So when Tosos and some of the other Rishonim, you know, wanted to argue with the, you know, unnamed position of the Rif, namely the idea that, again, the Rif said that even though Rav Elazar says Eidei Mesira Karsi, nonetheless, right, if you have Eidei Chasima alone, b'diavad, that will work fine, you know, as well. Right? So you can have either Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima. So the Tosas here on Dalet Amud Aleph, if you look here, towards like, you know, a little more than midway through Dekaimalon, Halacha Krav Lozen Begitu. We've read this before, but I just want to get back to this particular point. It's a jam-packed Tosis, not so large, but it's just jam-packed. So the Gemara says as follows. So Tosis is trying to bring proofs that, for his view, for their view, which is that Eidei Mesira alone are Karsi. Eidei Chasima do not work. Okay? It's also in the Marm Kolos, but it actually all seems to have Gemaras. So the Tosis says the following. The Chayn Mashu of Peret Basra, everybody have that? L'kamon daf pei bavu medbeis. Gabishnayim sh'sholchu sh'nei gitin u'shmaseim shavu. B'nis arvu. No sen sh'neim lazu, sh'neim lazu. Right? So I'm just going to turn to that Gemara for a minute, one more time. I think I did it already, but I want to get the Ramban's take on this, because I think it's a really interesting point. So this is the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Shnayim, which I think we also have in the Mar Makomos here. Yes. I also, it's on page one of the Mar Makomos as well. So, Shnayim Shesholchu Shnei Gitin Shavin, two people, you know, live in the same vicinity, right? And, you know, Bob and Sally, okay? So you have these two couples with the same names, right? It can happen. And they're both sadly getting divorced around the same period of time. So Shnayim, Shesholchu, Shnei Gitin Shavin. Gitin Shavin means the names are the same. Vinis Arbu, let's say the same sofer. You know, he prepared these two Bob and Sally, you know, Gerushins. And they got mixed up. Right? Which one goes to which? And you can't identify them for some reason. So no Saint Shneim Lazu, Ushneim Lazu. So the Mishnah says that it's not such a big deal. Because what you could do is just hand each, there are two gittin, so each husband hands, you know, each get, you know, to his particular wife. So Bob number one hands two gittin to Sally number one, and then Bob number two hands two gittin to Sally number two. Right? It would be like, you know, really confusing if Bob 1 was handing Gittin to Sally 2. But that we're not, you know, we don't want to be unrealistic here, right? So, okay. So that these are Shnei Gittin Shavin, Bishmoseim, as Rashi says. So what do you do? That's what you do. Fine. Now look at the Gemara for a minute. So the Gemara says, Mantana, who's the author of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi Adelok Rabbi Lazar. Can't be Rabbi Lazar. Why? The Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar thinks that what? Kiven de Amar Ede Masira Karsi, Halayadi Beheminayu Kamagarsha. He says like this, if you hold Ede Chasima Karsi, which is Rabbi Meir, so it's no big deal, because where's the Lishma in all this? At the Chasima. So at the time of the Chasima, the get was written Lishma. Then later on, it got mixed up. Of course, you have to give the right get to the right person, you know, otherwise the whole thing is invalid. But there's no reason why you can't, you know, be manafshach, you know, this problem. You know, so you give both gittin to each person, right? After all, there's no lishma problem, because at the time of the writing of the lishma is fine, right? The lishma was done at the time of the chasima. However, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, I'm sorry, if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, that ate the sira karsi, so then what's the critical moment? Not the moment of the chasima. It's the moment of the Masira. So you can't be Marashach out a Lishma problem, because that's what Lishma is. The whole point of Lishma is that it should be, you know, written, and it should be, it should be done, whatever the done is. The action should be Lishma. How can it be Lishma, you know, if you can't identify the get? Even if you've covered all your bases, you know, but in each time you didn't know for certain, right, that this was the actual Masira. How can you have a Masira Lishma that is based on a Mimanashach, my language, but that's basically what it is. So the Gemara ends up saying it's not such a problem, because there's a massive premise here, and this is what Ari asked a couple of weeks ago, I guess, and that is that the massive premise is that according to Rabbi Lazar, Benedi Masira Tarsi, you need Masira Lishma. And as we know, that isn't really true. It's that according to Rabbi Lazar, who thinks that the Masira is the critical moment, you need Ksiva Lishma. So that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Abaya Amar, Afila Tamer Rabbi Lazar, it's no big deal. Ema, the boy Rabbi Lazar, Ksiva Lishma. Masira Lishma, mi boy. Who said that Rabbi Lazar requires Masira Lishma? You need Masira. Masira is the key ingredient in the krisus haget or hashtar, but that doesn't mean that it is the focal point of the lishma. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay, so this is Tosis. Is now going back to Tosis. Tosis asks the following question. Tosis, listen, were there ede chasima in this case or not? Well, the Gemara says that if the manda amar of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, it wouldn't be a problem. So they're assuming that there was chasima lishma. I'm sorry, the tuning was chasima, correct? The way to chasima. Says Tosis, go back to Tosis now. Tosis says, here, B'chei Mashu Perek Basra, Gabishnayim Shasholcho Shnei Gittin, Shmoseim Shaveh, Shavin, Vinis Arvu, Nosen Shnei Mazu, Shnei Mazu, Kamar B'gemara, Delo Karab Lazar. Why? Mishim Delo Yadi, Eidim Asir, B'chei Minayim, Megarsh, exactly, Gemara, not, I don't need to translate it, we just read it. But the Gemara does say Avalu Rabbi Meir Nicha. The Gemara says if it would be Rabbi Meir, it would be fine. Why? Mitzar Chloba B'Mishulash and Iri. The Bible Rabbi Meir Shei Mucha Mitocho. We'll get that in a minute. Rabbi Meir requires something called Muchach Mitocho. So even if there's no Lishma problem, wouldn't there be a Muchach Mitocho problem? The answer is okay. So there's another level of, let's say, objective, you know, evidence about which, you know, which get is which. Kirabina Beresh Kalai get. Okay. Gavikasam Garza Sagdo. Here's the question. The Eel Rabbi Lazar Sagi Beide Chasima. Now Tosis, what's the 1 second? This is Tosis' question. If you held like, I'm adding the words, if you held like the Rif, that what? Then Rabbi Lazar holds that Eide Chasima alone are sufficient. Amailo Asya Karabbi Lazar. Why is the Gemara, even according to the Havamina of Rabbi Yirmiyah, that what? That if you hold Eidim Mesira Karsa, you need Mesira Lishma. Well, why do they have a problem? After all, there are Eidim Chasima, and the Chasima was Lishma. So if Dao, Eidim Mesira Lehacha, the Eidim Chasima, Zagi. Meaning, let's forget about the Eidim Mesira, let's go the root of the Eidim Chasima, and everything should be fine. Elamashma. Right. So what are we to conclude from here? Diliolam boy Rabbi Lazar, Eidim Mesira. And that's how Tosis. So what's the question again? The question is based on, and there's a Gemara. The Gemara is assuming that what would be good for Rabbi Meir is not good for Rabbi Lazar. And Tosis is saying that should never be true according to the Rif. Because according to the Rif, Rabbi Eliezer is an additional option. But it's not the exclusive option, and therefore whatever works for Rabbi Meir should work for Rabbi Eliezer. Right? So that sounds like a pretty good question. The Ramban's answer to that question, see if I can find it in the back here. If you go to the back of the Gemara, let's see if we can find it quickly. The Ramban's answer is very, very interesting and is very relevant to the three or four shitas or so that we just discussed a couple of minutes ago. So where is this? One second. He has it both in Bukhamos and in Sefer Schos and in his Kiddushim. Let's see if I can find it in this. Here, one second. If I can't find it, I'll give up. It's very good. The lines are very good. Okay. Let's try for Mechal Mos Hashem towards the end of it. I have it here on Mem Bava Min Aleph in the Da Perit. So he asks, everybody have that? Towards the end of Muhammad Hashem, the last one, on Nen Baba Medalef in the Da Be'erith, again, the paragraph begins, Omar Kosev Zuei Nekushya, She'ilo Omar Ken Yesh B'mashma Sha'af Edi Chasima. We'll get that in a minute. Yeah? Okay, thank you. Listen. Just quoting the Gemara. Right? O kasa b'aksav b'chud koi, to have a ksiva saget, she increases a get b'ksiva zu, that the thing that makes the get a get is not the ksiva, that's just the preparation. Ela af b'edin asira, ela v'kasav b'nasan koi, therefore the shema, the habamina was, goes on ksiva and the sina, who kishem shetzara ksiva the shema, the rabbi lozar, afilu kishyesha medit chasima, So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, listen, this is not a good question. What is Tosis's question? Dal Eidim Mesira Mehacha, right? According to the Rif, you don't need Eidim Mesira if you have Eidim Chasima. So therefore, if it works for Rabbi Meir, it should work for Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Says the Ramban, you're missing a very important, you know, consideration. And that is, what do the words v'kasav mean? Right? Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, the word v'kasav only means v'kasam. It doesn't mean the tziksivas aget, and it certainly doesn't mean the mesiras aget. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the very fact that Ede Mesira is the prime, right, example of Gittin, means that when the Torah writes v'kasa v'nasan, according to the Havamina that required v'shma, that's what the words mean. So what are you going to say? Ede Kasima also worked. That changes how we interpret the words v'kasa v'nasan? They no longer were, those words no longer mean l'shma? Meaning, what emerges is something very fascinating. Well, then what's Tosis's question? I mean, Tosis was basically saying, forget about translating the words in a rigorous way. Don't misunderstand, but we always, you know, believe in rigor. But what Tosis was saying was, the issue of l'shma is not focused on the parshanut of what the word v'kasav or v'kasav v'nasan is. The requirement of l'shma, v'kasav la l'shma, always should depend on the davar hakoreis. I mean, you need l'shma on what it is that makes us a chefs shel get, or a maisa gerushin. So the Gemara in Rav Yirmiyah thought that that means ksiva and mesira. Then the Gemara's conclusion was, no, it's only the chefs shel get, it's only the ksiva, not the mesira. But even then, dal ede mesira mehacha, the issue isn't the kasav, what is the words the kasav, which part does it refer to, or the kasav and asan. It's, you could substitute the words if you want. You could say, you know, nasha kores, you know, kores law, lishma. That's what Tosis is saying. Just substitute, forget about it. It's not kasav, it's not masar, it's not chasam. It's whatever makes the shtar, that is the component that requires lishma. And frankly, that's a very logical position. Right? But what we already saw in the I'm going a little bit out of order. In the Rajma was saying, you know, with all my good, first of all, Rajma was trying to expand the kasav. He was even, you know, it's like, you know, does, what about kasav, the raya of the kasav, as opposed to the kinyan of the kasav for Bali Tosis? And then he was saying, and what about, you know, the kasav because of the potential in 50% or 30% of the cases, where there's only going to be Ede Chasima, not Ede Mesira. So then the Kasav will mean, you know, whatever it is that's Kores, you know, the Kasav. Then he had a change of heart. He said, I don't think it's correct. I think, you know, the Kasav either means this or it means that, you know, and therefore he argues that even according to the Rif, even when you use it, you don't need Chasima Lishma Daraisa. But what's interesting is that the Ramban has kind of an interesting middle position. On the one hand, the Ramban, like the Raibid, thinks that Mod Rav Elazar b'Mizuyach Mitocho really does mean that if you use Ede Chasima, right, meaning because the Ede Mesira aren't there, or they're Pasul, then the Ede Chasima have to be Lishma, and that's a Din Daraisa. At the same time, he rejects the Baalei Tosis proof by saying, however, you always require Ksiva, or according to Rav Yirmiyah, Ksiva and Mesira Lishma, because the prime meaning of the Pasuk is still about Ksiva or Ksiva and Mesira. Meaning, according to the Ramban, there are two dinim of Lishma. There's one that is the objective requirement of the primary methodology of Gittin, and that is Ksiva or Ksiva Mesira, according to Rav Yirmiyah. And then there's another aspect, and that is whatever is kores certainly has to be lishma. In other words, for example, just let's put it this way, you know, what would you say according to the Ramban? The Ramban would say the following. Let's say you go the route of Ede Chasima. So the Ede Chasima have to be lishma according to the Ramban. Not like the Rajba, the Gura, etc. Correct? Does the Ksiva have to be lishma? If the Chasima has to be lishma, does the Ksiva have to be lishma? So the Ramban would say, of course it has to. Right? Well, according to Rabbi Meir, you know, only thing that has to be lishma is the chasima. Because that is always what is kores. But according to the Rif view of Rabbi Eliezer, you have two options, right? But there's still a primary and a secondary, right? So you could have said, whatever is koreis needs to be lishma, right? Whatever is not koreis. Ramban makes this suggestion on Dalet Amud Aleph. Ramban says, well, maybe if you go, if you hold like the Rif and you go the root of Eidei Chasima, maybe the Ksiva doesn't need to be lishma in that case. And then he says, I don't think it's right. He says, I don't think it's correct. Because, and then he quotes kind of what he quotes in Machabos in the very end of the Masechta. Meaning, there are, what he's saying in the end of the Masechta is that two things are not contradictory, but they're not exactly, you know, in sync, you know, either. What the Rashba is trying to say is kind of, you know, mimanashach. You know, do you care about the words or do you care about, you know, the Dovra Koris? You know, let's be consistent in that one. And the Rabban is saying, no, we always care about the words in terms of the primary method of the get. And for Rabbi Elazar, that's always Ksiva. And for Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Elazar, that's Ksiva Benesina. And therefore, even if you go the root of Eidei Chasima, you're still going to have Ksiva Lishma, and you're still going to have Ksiva Unesina Lishma for Rabbi Yirmiya. Right? However, if you use Eidei Chasima, then the Eidei Chasima also have to be Lishma. And that's where the Rashba kind of was mistayeg a little bit. And according to Bali Tosis, implicitly by asking the question, it's clear what they're saying is, listen, if the Rif were right, then all you should care about is the Dovra Chosim. So then, Dalei Demisir Riachal. And that would be the end of it. So it's a very interesting argument. A very interesting argument on what really the Shema, you know, depends on. So you have a very parallel question that is discussed in the Ramach on the Rambam. Do you have that here?
The Rambam is in front of you.
The Rambam is in front of me, covered by your your masterpiece. Okay. So, thank you, it was very observant. See, it's your masterpiece and you can see beyond it.
I have a different view than you do right there.
What?
I have a different view.
That's an also, apparently. Okay, so the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha, to make sure I'm reading the right Halacha, I think it's Halacha, Halacha Vav. Yeah. Listen to this. So the Rambam just quotes the Halacha. Remember that in the Gemara said another nafkamina between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, in addition to the Kasa of Lo Lishmo, which we're testing now, right, for the Rif, for the Balitosis, etc., etc., is the question of Bechubar. Right? The Gemara says that if you hold, like, you're not getting, you can, the limud is the Kasa of Lo Sefer Krisis Venasa Viyada. It can't be mechusar, you know, kitzitza, you know, unasina. Meaning, right after you do your vikasav, you have to be, you know, in a position where you can immediately follow through with the nasan. If you have to do all the katzats, that disrupts the whole process. That's absurd. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the key moment for that is ksiva. So if you write a get on the branch of a tree, right? And then, you know, you cut down, you know, the branch, and then you give it to the Isha. That's no good, because at the time of the Ksiba, right, it was Mechuba, it was Mechusar Ketzitza. However, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, who says that Ksiba means Chasima, so if you wrote the get on a branch, right, or something like that, and then you cut it down, and then you had the Chasima and the Nesina, then that's perfectly fine and good. Ah. So then, all the Rambam does here is pretty much, you know, follow through in that halacha. The Rambam says, "Menayin shaloyia." This is halacha above. Perek Aleph halacha above. Do I have it here? I think I do, actually. I may have actually. It's probably in the end, right? Yes, I do. Okay, so I should have also done Ramach, but that was wrong. So I wasn't completely good. But page 6 of 7. This is on line 19.
Yeah.
Okay. So, uminayin shalei mechusar maisa achar ksivaso. How do you know the get should not be mechusar maisa after the ksiva? Shenemar v'kasa v'nasan. Mi she'enu mechusar l'ksiva unasina. Right? Hu haget kosher. If the only thing missing is the ksiva and the nasina, but there's no additional ketzitza, that's good. Yatzadavashim mechusar ketzitza achar ksiva. Lefikach. Oh. I mean, it's interesting that the Rambam says lefikach, but okay. Therefore, im kasav get al keren hapara, let's say he writes a get on the keren of the para, right? This is a little bit, you know, post Chanukah, you know, so you know the keren ashor of the yavanim, you know, is still relevant. No se la sapara, because that's not mechusar, you know, ketzitza, right? Bimchatach a keren achash a kasav v'nasan ein again. V'chein am kasav b'mechubar. Af api shechasmo, this is the key. If he also wrote it b'mechubar, right? Af api shechasmo bo ho'edim achash a tolshu. So when he wrote it, it was mechubar. Then he cut it off. Then he had the edim sign it, right? V'nasnula ein again. So how obvious is that halacha? Well, I mean, the Rambam paskins like a blazer in Masira Karsi. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, the critical moment of Mechubar is for Rabbi Lazar, it's Ksiva, right? And for Rabbi Meir, it's Chasima. So it sounds like the Rambam's not telling you very much, except for one thing, and that is, since we already know that the Rambam holds like the Rif, how do we know that? Look at Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid, right? The Rambam says, "Minayin sheet nedala b'fnei edim." How do you know you have to give the get in front of witnesses? Harei Omer, right? Al pi shnayim edim or shlosh edim yakum gabar. The Torah says, you know, you need two or three edim. The Esher shetia yomer va'avalem v'misas ben. We'll get back to this Rambam. Ulamachar tiyam mutaris b'leim l'fikach and nasan. Get they know that they know people they dachon ain't no get klum. You need edim for a get. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yudalid, tamed dvarim amurim. When is that true? Bishahi haget biksav yad sofer. Avolum kasav habal haget biksav yado. The chasam alam eid echad. The nasal reza get pasul. If it's written in the handwriting of the baal, even. You know, with an eid echad, it's possible, but it's not batel and midoraisa. So that would be a proper get. And then Avachat Tesvav Ram says, Takanas Chachamim shu edim kosmim ala get. Midrabanan, or Takanas Chachamim, you should have edim chasim on a get too, even though he said before edim sira. Shema yitin get b'fnei shayim v'yamusu, because what if happens if they die? Right, v'nimsa get shabiyada kecheres mecherse adama. You won't have any raya at that point. Even though there are eidim chasima, because that's the tikkun olam, the din d'rabbanan, still, preferably, no sola bifnei shnayim. He gives it in the presence of two witnesses. Bein osam achosim alav, bein bifnei shnayim acherim. Sheikar hagerishin be'edim mesira. We'll get back to this. It's based on the rift. The main gerushin is the Eidei Masira, and then the final one, look halacha tazayin, chos on the next page, chosmu bo shnayim, let's say you are Eidei Chasima, the avar v'nasno beino leveina, and then you did not have Eidei Masira, you only have Eidei Chasima, oh shenimsu Eidei Masira psul, or you tried to have Eidei Masira, but it turns out, unbeknownst to you, that they were psulin, hareza kosher. We'll get back to that. So how does the Rambam paskin? Like the Rif. Meaning, even though preferably we have Eidim Sira, Karsi, b'di'eved, if you give the get in the presence of two without Eidim, but it's signed by two Eidei Chasima, that will work min ha-Torah. Okay, great. So now look back again at Halacha Vav. Now that we know that the Rambam paskens like the Rif, Isn't it curious that he says, Lefikach im kasav and asan, one second, the chenim kasav and mechubar, afa pisha chasmu boha edim, acha shatol sho, v'nasnala eino get. Meaning, right? He could use Edei Chasima without Edei Mesira here. So why isn't according to Ardenair this would be fine? Right? That's the question. So if you look at the Ramach, that's kind of what he's bothered by. The Ramach, you don't have it in front of you, unfortunately. I should have copied it. The Ramach says, Tema huzeh. Kiven shepasku ha-gaonim v'rav alser tzritik soli. V'rav alfes, v'afilu das rav alazar yo'ilu edi chasima. Since the Rif, Pan, and the Rambam, paskin, that edi chasima alone are effective, v'hu atzmo kosov l'kamon, Halacha Tazayin, Dei Dechasima Karsi, Kemo Edei Mesira. Ram doesn't use that language, but it does accurately, legally reflect his view. Ukesha'omar Rabbi Lazar, Edei Mesira Karsi, Af Edei Mesira Karsi, Kamar. Right? And meaning, again, he doesn't use that language either, but, you know, it's roughly true, we'll discuss it. Meaning, the Rambam holds either or, you know, that also works Edei Mesira, but not only Edei Mesira. V'hu adin l'Edei Chasima. Im kein kishe chasima betalush, as long as the chasima is betalush, amai eno get klal. Right? What's the problem? If it's good for Rav Meir, it should be good for Rabbi Eliezer when there are Edei Chasima. The get pasul hayalalomar. If you wanted to say it's pasul b'drabanan, okay. But to say it's batel, you know, minatora, and that if she goes ahead and marries somebody and has children, that the children are going to be mamzerim, that seems to be wrong. It's arachiyun. Right? So it's a great, you know, it's the parallel to what we've been discussing in Lishma. What happens, according to the Rif, Udi'idei, right, when you use Edei Chasima, you know, with respect to, does it turn into Rabbi Meir or not? Do you still need Vakasav? Do you still need a Masar according to Rabbi Yirmiya? Right? Can you explain Modra Balazar B'Mziyaf Mitocho that way? Right? Maybe, are you going to distinguish those two things? So now we're exactly in the same place with regard to Mechubar. Of course, you could be Mechalek. Shema Yeshlomar says the Ramach, Kiva de Minatora Amrinon. The word Minatora is funny here. Ede Mesira. Below Edei Chasima, what does he mean by Minatora? I mean, it's clear for the Rif and the Rambam that Edei Chasima are Karsi, you know, without Edei Mesira, Minatora. So he means what? Minamikra, probably. Meaning the fundamentally, like the prime category, the Ikar, is that. Umikra, the Kasav, Mamish, Ka'amar, right? I mean, according to Rabbi Elazar, you can interpret the Kasav more literally than you can interpret it according to Rabbi Meir. The Ze'eno Nichtav Lishma. Now, who's talking about Lishma? It's talking about Mechubar. You notice how he lapsed into discussion of Lishma when he's talking about Mechubar? Because he, I'm guessing, but it's an intelligent guess, he is thinking exactly what we're thinking. And this is exactly the parallel issue. Maybe you could distinguish, but it's a parallel exact issue. The kasav means the kasav means the kasav. Is it about the words or is it about the davar akores? Right? Umikra the kasav mamish, the zeino nichtav lishma. What's it got to do with lishma? Eino shave klum, the takana hu detiknu sheyoilo lo ede chasima. He makes it sound like the whole thing is rabbana, but it's not. Avalo tikun she. Yisagi the chasima lishma. So what he's really saying is, what was I asking? I'm asking, he asked it. He thought it was a good question, right? The question was, you know, mechusar ketitza, or the psul of bechobar, should depend on the route that you choose for your get, according to the Rif. That was the question. So what he's saying is, oh, so by parallel, I guess you would be saying that whether you need, that if you go the route of the Ine Chasima Karsi, according to Rabbi Elazar, then the Vekasa doesn't need to be Lishma either. Like, is that true? Probably not. Because it has a prime meaning, even though the legalities are adjusted, but the prime meaning of what the kasav is, you know, is established, you know, by the, you know, the primary reading of the pasuk. That's his answer. That's a very interesting answer. Okay. Yeah. So one other issue, let's think about, there are many, many. So let's go back to the question of afedim sirakarsi, you know, and so on. Oh. So one of the questions that Rabbeinu Ephraim asks against the Rif is in the language. This is a language question. Again, I should have put it here, but I didn't want to type so many pages. So this one ended up being delivered. I figured those people. If you look at the Bala Maor in the back here, one second. If I can find it, I'll just tell you about it. Ah, okay. Where is it? Mem Dalad on the base?
Mem Zion
on the base?
Yeah.
No, I can't put Mem Zion on the base. That's got to be too far. Mem Vav on the Aleph. Yeah, correct. Kasa b'ksav yado v'eino levedin? There are a whole bunch of them.
I have the newer one.
Oh, you have the Ozvahadar one.
The
Ozvahadar one you have.
Yeah.
It's a better... Yeah, okay. Kasa b'ksav yado v'eino levedin. Kasa v'arav v'eino Ephraim. Hod amar maran, meaning the Rif, lo mistaber. Okay. Just follow for a minute. I want to skip a little bit. One second. Here. The Afanu Yeshlan and Lahashiv. Two things, yeah. Do you have it here? The Afanu Yeshlan and Lahashiv, Al Harif. And then, and the, I have in parentheses, Barash Evio Vesim and Zion. This is about 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, about 25 lines down. It doesn't help much, right? What is it? Okay. So there you go. So, b'may v'kama d'b'chad minayu sagi. So the Rif who holds it, either Eide Chasima or, I just, it's not my, you know, these are just like, I'm distilling a lot, but there's a, again, it's massive Balamors, massive Rambans, it's right. It's the might come to the Bechad Minayu Sagil or Belazar, Obey and the Sir Obey the Chasim and Karsi, Dim King Kasha, he, the Beish Doros, Hayotzim Biomecha. Okay, this is a Gemara in Masech Ksubos. So I'll just tell you what it says very briefly. The Gemara in Ksubos says the following. Let's say you have Shteish Doros, Hayotzim Biomecha. Meaning a guy, you know, sells or gives a property, let's say gives, matana, he gives a property to two different people on the same day. Where he calls each one of them in, says, ach, you're my best friend, you know, I wouldn't think of giving this property to anybody but you, you know, and he does that to two people, of course. So he gets, the date on the on the contract doesn't have any hours in it, just the date, right? And the question is, who did he give it to, you know, or how do you sort out, you know, this, you know, this situation? He gave the same, you know, piece of real estate to two different individuals on the same day, and he didn't explicate, you know, the time. So that's shtei shtaros hayotzei memechad. So the Gemara says it's a plukta de Rabbi Shmuel, biksubas, beperek misha yanasui. The Gemara says it's an argument, what do you do? Right? One says, shuda de daini, and the other says, yachlok. What are those two things? Well, yachlok, we all know what that means. Yachlok means you split the property in half, because each one has an equal claim on it. And shuda de daini means you try to, again, that's a topic that's complicated a little bit, but, you know, you try to figure out, you know, who, you know, most likely he intended, you know, to be the recipient, let's say according to some Rishonim anyway. Now, you're going to give it to one or the other. You're not going to split it. But, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, who should get it. So the Gemara says, that argument, this is so interesting, that argument whether or not when you write the same piece of property the same day to two different people, whether you split it or you figure out to give it to one or the other, that depends on Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir. If you hold Eidim Nesira Karsi, says the Gemara, then you're going to say Shuda Dedaini. You're going to try to figure out which one should be the recipient. You're not going to split it. But if you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, right, then you're going to split it. That's what the Palomar is, or the Rabbeinu Ephraim is recording. Do Kimna Rav the Amar Ki Rabbi Meir, Rav who said Yachloku holds like Rabbi Meir the Eide Chasima Karsi, who Shmuel who says Shuda Dedaini, Omar Kiravalazar. Good, that's the Gemara. Now, what does that have to do with us, with the Rith? Says the Balamor, V'imisa Dirabalazar Svirle Ede Chasima Nami Karsi. If you hold like the Balei Tosfos who say that everything is mutually exclusive, if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, you don't hold like Rabbi Meir. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, you don't hold like Rabbi Lazar. So then, there's an argument, whether you say Achloko, or whether you say Shuda the Daini, because never the twain shall meet. There's a mutually exclusive argument about Shtaros, which produces a mutually exclusive, you know, two different solutions to selling or giving the same piece of real estate to two different peoples on the same day. But if you hold like the Rif, which means that if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, you know, it's true that Eidim Asir Karsi, but it's also true that Eidim Chasima Karsi. So how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds Shuda? Why should Rabbi Eliezer say Shuda to Daini? Why can't he say Achloku? If there are Eidim Chasima, and again, there's supposed to be Eidim Chasima, at least Mishum Tikkun Olam, so you have two methodologies of Kinyan on this particular star. You have, you know, the Eidim Chasima, and you have the Eidim Mesira. So why not say Achloku? Almad the Polygon Shmuel Le'ed Rav, my timer. Right? Yeah. That's the question of the Balamor. So the Ramban's answer to this question, the Ramban says, you're assuming in the question that as long as you have access to Rabbi Meir, that that's a preferred solution. Now, Yachlok is a better solution. Right? And therefore, if you hold either Eidim Mesira Karsi or Eidim Chasima Karsi, whichever one, you know, you have two options. So the question is, the question you're asking is, well, why would you say Shuda the Daini? You could say Achloku. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, you could say Achloku, because if you have Eidim Chasima, they're the same. So there's no really the argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar is in one direction, but not in the other. Says Rambam, he didn't say it exactly so easily, but it's kind of what he's getting at. The assumption of the question is that Shuda the Daini is an inferior solution, right? And that, you know, as long as you have Eide Chasima, so you can explain Yachloku, right, then Yachloku is a better solution. So then it's almost exactly like Tosis was asking before. Gal Eide Mesira Mehachi, according to the Rif, since either Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira are just as good as the other, So that's, if the animus here are causing your problems, forget about them and go to the Eni Chasima. Before it was a question of Mesira Lishma. We're saying, oh, there's no problem of Chasima Lishma here, but there is a problem of Mesira Lishma. So go the Chasima Lishma route and forget about the Eni Mesira. Basically, that's what Bali Tosis are saying, or the Balamor are saying here as well. They're saying, listen, you know, there's an argument whether you say Achloku or Shuda. You say Achloku if it's Eni Chasima. You say Shuda if it's... Why is that dependent on Rabbi Lazar? And we understand why Rabbi Meir is always going to be Yachloku, but Rabbi Lazar has either Shuda or Yachloku, so he'll say Yachloku too. Why does that have to be an argument? Says the Ramban, who says that Shuda is an inferior solution to that of Yachloku? Meaning, not Dal Eidim Mesir, the equivalent. The Dal Eidim Mesir of Nehachi and all this, and then you have Eidim Chasima, the equivalent. It's not the equivalent because it's an added complicated fact, namely you have an alternative, you know, Kenyan scenario, which actually may make either Yachloku less, in this case, attractive, or Shuda more attractive. That is the... That's the answer of the Rambam. However, these questions also triggered a completely different, you know, perspective, and that's by the Rav. So let me go back one more second. So the Rif, you know, also is a little bit sensitive, you know, to the another question, the linguistic question that the Ramach alluded to, and that is whenever the Gemara presents the argument of Rav Elazar and Rabbi Meir, it presents it, you know, I wouldn't say that as if they're mutually exclusive, but it presents it in a very definitive, you know, decisive way. Meaning Rabbi Meir says, Eidei Chasima Karsi, Rabbi Eliezer says, Eidei Mesira Karsi. We have it all over Shas. So this that we just talked about, and Pei Vav Medeis, and all over, you know, Daf Yud, and Daf Chaf, and Daf Chaf. Aleph on the base, and Chaf Gimel on the base, and Chaf Dalet on the Aleph, and Tesla on the Aleph, and in all over Shas, you have Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, and it's always Rabbi Meir Omer Eidei Chasima Karsi, Rabbi Lazar Omer Eidei Mesira Karsi. Says the Rabbeinu Ephraim, if the Rif were right, it should have said Af Eidei Mesira Karsi. That would be more accurate. And then there wouldn't be room for this massive, you know, 50-50 debate to cross the whole halachic, you know, world. He would have said, Af Eidei Mesira Karsi, you would understand either this or that. That's a more accurate description on the surface of what the Rif thinks Rabbi Elazar really holds. Oh. So again, it's just interesting. The Ramban, as he does in many of these other questions, takes a very... in this issue, a very kind of, you know, ad hoc or narrow, you know, every question he has an answer for, right? As opposed to the Ran, which I'm going to explain in a minute, who has like a unified theory, you know, to answer all the questions. So the Ramban answer to this question is, number one, if Rabbi Eliezer had said, Afeg in the Sira Karsi, then there would have been people who would have interpreted that what he requires is both Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. Right? And that's not true. You don't need both. That's the Ramban says, and I'm not going to read it, but it'll take one line, but it's here in the Mechamos, Sefer Hazchos, the Chidushim. That's number one. Number two, says the Ramban, if you look carefully, the Rif himself, you know, tells you that Eidei Mesira is preferred over that of Eidei Chasima. Right? He calls it Iker. You have it here on page one, just to go there. Right? The Rif says, here. This is on page two. Line 4, right after he explains his shita, which is that both of these work, kalechadik eidei chasima lo bi'inan eidei mesira, kalechadik eidei mesira lo bi'inan eidei chasima, The bechad min ayusagi. Either one is effective on their own. He adds, elami uhani milu b'di'evet. That's only b'di'evet. Inami dishtakhi edim asira psulin. B'di'evet meaning, you know, you didn't have edim asira, you only had edim chasima, b'di'evet it works. Or, you tried to have edim asira together with the edim chasima, but the edim asira turned out to be psulin unbeknownst to you. That's also b'di'evet. Delo minin adayin esh asishi, elho v'ik edim chasima v'hein ksherim, v'aget yotzi b'tachas yada, gerushe ma'al ya'inun. Aval lechatchila beinan eidei mesira vehein ha'ikar. So the Rif himself says that he prefers eidei mesira to eidei chasima. So that would explain, right, why, according to the Rif, we don't use the language af eidei mesira. Af eidei mesira would imply equal or less. Except that it kind of just kicks the can down there. It just, you know, begs the question a little bit. Why does the Rif think that Eidei Mesira are preferable to Eidei Chasima? Ah. So here, the Ramban, once again, chimes in. He says, you know, Inami, there's a certain benefit, he says, to Eidei Mesira over Eidei Chasima. That is Eidei Chasima. So, you know, in the Chidushim he speaks about the mice. You know, in the Mochamos and the Sefer Schus, he hasn't mentioned the mice. But he says, you know, if you have a star, Eidei Chasima, you know, then you have to, like, you know, hold on to your records. You know, and you have to preserve them. Because everything depends on that. There are no Eidei Mesira. If you have star, Eidei Mesira, you know, so you have a backup. Right, if somebody's going to complain, you can always get the people. Of course, There's a pro and a con. That's why the Gemara, Alamed Baba Min Aleph, explains the Mishnah that says that Mishum Tikkun Olam, right, Edom should be Chosem on the Shtar, right? Shema Yamus, Shema Yelcho Medina Sayam. So from, you know, Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim. So, like, what's better, to have live Edom, you know, who are mice-proof and you know, you know, and you know, record or messy desk proof, you know, or to have a shtar, you know, which is, you know, mortality proof, I guess, or wanderlust, you know, invulnerable, right? So Ramban says that's what the Rif means, right? It's better to have any Nasira. So it's not up any Nasira cars. However, when you take all these different questions, right, into consideration, so the Ran came up with, you know, one of the most famous Rans ever. The Ran came up with a kind of a breakthrough, you know, idea. And I see our time is up, so we'll have to finish with this next time, and we'll have new Ran Mekomos next time. Next week at 8 o'clock, I'll just give you the basic thrust of it. The Ran said, listen, the assumption of all the Rishonim's questions against the Rif is, again, for the Ramban, the assumption was, you know, the additional presence of Eidei Mesira is just a distraction. Dal Eidei Mesira Mehaki, that isn't always true. That was the Ramban's approach. The Ramban said more than that. I'm reformulating, but the assumption of all the questions is that just because the Rif says that Eidei Chasima alone will work, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that means that Rabbi Eliezer holds not only Eidei Mesira Karsi, but Eidei Chasima Karsi as well. And then you can ask, so why don't you say Af? Or why don't you say Dal Eidei Mesira Mehachin? The Ran says, no, you got it all wrong. The Rif never said it, he never meant it. The Rif meant some other spectacular lumpus. What he meant was, only Eidei Mesira are Karsi. However, Eidei Chasima can serve the function of Eidei Mesira. Meaning, when there's a Mesira Sashtar, and there's a Raya that Mesira was done, at least physically, properly, because there are Eidim Achasumim on the Shtar, then in that case, we'll discuss this a little more next week, how this could be, in a virtual way, we'll call it, the Eidei Chasima are Eidei Mesira, virtual Eidei Mesira on the Mesira Sashtar. So when Rabbi Eliezer said eating the sira karsi, he meant what he said. It wasn't fudging. It wasn't af. It wasn't lechatchila. When he says that it's ikar and lechatchila, that is one of the lines mentioned. The Rush has a very interesting comment. The Rush says, what do you mean the Rif says here, lechatchila? He says, what is this, Isar the Hatter? That's like, you know, Neiros Hanukkah. He didn't say Neiros Hanukkah. But, you know, like Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, like, you know, like, what is this? We're talking about Choshen Mishpat and Eben Ezer. Either it works or it doesn't work. What do you mean lechatchila? Right? So the Ran will answer that. It doesn't talk about the Rush, but the Ran will answer. When the Rif said lechatchila and ikar, what he meant to say was, Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer don't work the same way that the Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Meir work. They look the same, but they're totally conceptually different. The Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Meir are about creating the shtar, Ashvuyei Shtara. They're about the Chetzah Shel Shtar. They're about the Raya of the shtar. The Eidei Chasima of Rabbi Eliezer are virtual Eidei Nesira. They still relate to the Kinyan aspect of the thing. The only thing is he's more flexible. Instead of having them physically stand there, any Eidus which is made as a Raya that there was a proper Mesira are considered to be Eidei Nesira as well. And therefore when the Rif says L'chatchila, when he says Ika, what he meant was it's better to have the real thing than the virtual thing. Right? And because of that, says the Ran, all the questions that they asked against the Rif, they all fall b'chadamachta, in one unified theory. Every one of the questions is based on the assumption that if you hold like the Rif, right, then you can just plug in Rabbi Meir. Because he holds this works and that works. Rabbi Meir's good, Rabbi Eliezer's good. But it's not true. He fundamentally disagrees with Rabbi Meir. The Eidei Chasima, as Rabbi Meir understood them, wouldn't work for Rabbi Eliezer. They only work as Raya on the Dovra Kores, which remains exclusively the Nesir. So I want to speak about that, and I want to speak about Eidei Kiyum next week, and then we'll talk about maybe VPM of Savam, and then we'll move on.